My name is Wendy Verkeer and I'm the General Secretary of Sekolah Sonke. Sekolah Sonke means we grow together. Our mission is to support and to empower our members. And there's different objectives to that, and that is we promote women leadership, workers, it's a members-driven organization. We believe in unity of all farm worker communities. A social movement trade union, it means we're not only labor-focused, we do deal with all livelihood issues. We deal with evictions, we deal with issues of housing, we deal with issues of social security, we deal with issues of domestic violence, women's health, HIV and AIDS, all issues of which farm workers faced. Because you can't separate the two things. No, you can't separate labor issues from social issues, and that's what we try to do, to link the two into, not in a narrow sense that we only focus on labor stuff or if you dismissed, so if you get an eviction notice or things like that, but empowerment of our farm workers. Women farm workers, the one problem we have with is housing. No? Mainly like with contracts, you will only get, in most cases, the housing contract will be in the name of the male relative. So what will happen if the male relative loses his job, then an eviction order will be granted to the female worker, even if she's a permanent worker on that farm. And the problem we have with that is, we believe that the woman is an occupier in her own right, although the contract wasn't in her name and in her husband's name, and she have the right, or he then have the right to family life, to remain on the farm, even if she got a housing contract in her name. There's some other problems with women farm workers. Less wages, even if they perform the same job, then women will be paid less than men in most cases. They won't access benefits like Provident Fund, only the permanent ones. Even sometimes women are permanent workers, but they won't have access to Provident or pension funds. I think we see women as the most marginalized group. Now, they've been exploited all these years. They've been, in most cases, seasonal casual laborers, and sometimes only been hired when there is a job available and things like that. Even if they work the whole year, they will be called seasonal workers. Won't get, in some occasions, they wouldn't get protective clothing and things like that. But I think it's a perception from employers. The fact that women don't get the same benefits than men because they see the male relative as the one who's the contract with. So I think that is one of the reasons, but that perception needs to change because women, they are doing the work. No? It's not because of their husband or their husband's contract. They are performing the job. I've worked on a fruit farm previously. So what I did, I would go out picking fruit, but I was a seasonal worker, so that would mainly be my job, picking fruit. And then on that same farm, they had a pack set. So sometimes I would go out and sell some of the fruit in that pack set or taking stock. That was my job, yes. But it was early in the morning and late at night you came at home. There was no transport available. That was the other thing. So I had a friend who was also working with me on that specific farm, and we had to drive to bicycles, even if it's raining, because it was difficult to get to the place where we work. But I also stay on a farm, and it's a state farm. With my grandparents in 96, just before the Esther law was passed, my grandfather was evicted from that state farm. And here we're talking about, and always you will always hear that we all, the main focus is private farmers, but those things are also happening on state farms. So he was evicted without, but that time there was no court orders and things like that. He had worked for more than 40 years for the state farm, and he was evicted from that farm. But luckily for us, the community stood together and came there in their massives and put my grandfather's furniture back into his house. Luckily for us, just after that, the Esther law was passed, because previously there were many families where the husband retired, or the women have never worked on the farm, or people were old, they were retired, and then they were evicted, and they had to go and live in areas where they're not used to live, where it was much difficult. I know of one family where this this woman lost four children in a year, just after she was evicted from the farm, and her husband died, and they couldn't cope in that area there to live in, because on the farm you are family, you know everybody, it's safe on the farm. Then you go into an area with lot of gangsterism, you know, like the townships and things like that, and it's much difficult to go into an area. So for myself, yeah, I was a member of a trade union, and I feel the trade union didn't address my needs as an employee.
With the help
of seasonal workers that I can say for workers in the informal, casual laborers, especially women, with a home, yeah. And we believe we're the vehicle through which women voices should be heard. We also believe in collective action, like when there's a problem on one farm, to go out as a collective and go and picket or march together to show other farm workers. But if you stand together, if you unite, you're much stronger than if you're only one worker or one farm dealing with, or if you're isolated. So we try to build it into our union collective action whenever there's problems, not only with our union members, but with other organizations, similar organizations, other trade unions, because the issues are so much. And if you see the percentage of workers who are unionized, we are sitting with a big problem, and we need to unite to get or to improve workers' lives, because that's our main goal. At the end of the day, if we do all these things we are saying, if we met our objectives, what we want to see is the improvements in the lives of farm workers. My name is Wendy Pakier, and I'm the General Secretary of Sekula Songte. Thank you.